BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. Germany's constitutional court has ruled that laws allowing the country's foreign intelligence service to spy on the telecommunications of foreigners outside Germany breaches fundamental rights. It's the first time the court has ruled that constitutional limits on the powers of the German state with regard to protecting individual rights apply beyond German territory. The court said the current law lacks sufficient safeguards and violates the rights to privacy and freedom of the press. But it's allowed the foreign intelligence services to continue to operate provisionally under the current law's terms till the end of next year. The Prime Minister of Lesotho has formally resigned following a scandal in which he was accused of involvement in the killing of his estranged wife. Thomas Tabane told a national television audience that although he had not completed his work, he was retiring from what he described as the great theatre of action. He had for months refused to step down. France's Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has called on European Union countries to back an initiative that would see a coronavirus recovery fund distributed to badly hit areas as grants rather than loans. He said the scheme was needed to propel an escape from the crisis. Qatar has confirmed that there have been 12 coronavirus cases in its central prison after a leading rights group warned of a potential public health disaster. Human Rights Watch has called on the authorities in Qatar to give better protection to prisoners and staff in the jail in Doha. Qatar has denied there's a widespread outbreak. A couple in China have been reunited with their son 32 years after he was abducted when just a toddler. Mao Yin was snatched aged two and his parents searched the country for him. Chinese state television said police in the southern province of Sichuan recently received a tip about a suspicious adoption. They carried out a DNA test on the man and discovered he was, in fact, the boy who had disappeared in 1988. BBC News.